Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as a 9 o'clock stretch as we stretch it out. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Real quick, rock the country tickets. Here's your code word, STAR. Text STAR to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country with Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, and more, May 9th and 10th in Ocala. Text STAR to 20357. Good luck. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Special guest from Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, and our Republican majority is really stretching out the term majority at this point when it comes to gun rights.
I know. We got some squishy ones in there. There's a bunch of things in Tallahassee. The 18 to 21, getting back to what it originally was, 18 years old for the purchase of a long gun, which was previous to Stoneman Douglas. So getting back to that fundamental right, passed the House, but then what?
It went to the Senate, and former state Senate President Kathleen Passademo, who is the current chair of the Rules Committee, just announced yesterday that FSU had nothing to do with her decision, that she wasn't going to bring up HB 759 or its Senate companion in the Rules Committee, and she was going to block it again for a third year in a row now.
And did she say what her reasoning was? I mean, this passed the House. Why wouldn't you allow the Senate to even vote on it?
Her statement was, I was against it then, I'm against it now, I was there for Parkland. Well, my response to that is, I was there for Parkland too. I sat through the investigation, and the investigation clear as day showed that it was a failure of government and that all the gun control passed in the Parkland bill still wouldn't have prevented Parkland from occurring.
No, and you know a little bit about it. You were a former school resource officer, so you're quite familiar with those scenarios.
Very much so, and the sad thing is why have a Republican supermajority if the majority of those Republicans are really just Democrats who swap their jerseys, the team are, and don't push the party platform. Right? Last I checked, the national party platform and the state party platform is support and defend the Second Amendment. Gun control ain't part of that. And the worst thing is other Republican-controlled states, they're not just allowing adults under the age of 21 to purchase firearms. No, they're revising their laws so adults 18 and up can carry, including on university and college campuses, to defend themselves, because those states understand that when seconds count, cops are still a minutes away. And look, I commend FSUPD for their response. But here's the honest truth. Police are first responders. They're not first preventers. The only way to prevent what happened at FSU is to have campus carry, is to have adults 18 and up being able to purchase and carry firearms to defend themselves. Because again, going back to my school resource officer days, yeah, I'll pledge my life. I will give my life to protect the people under my care, but I can't be everywhere at once.
Right. And in this case, there were witnesses that clearly were close enough. I know one guy even said so, that if, you know, if he had been armed, he feels like he would have had the ability to stop this guy. And
very much so.
Yeah. Now, what about this the bill that ends the waiting period for law enforcement purchasing a weapon? Do I have that right?
Yeah, so a bill was introduced by Senator Collins, which, look, we respect Senator Collins. He also introduced the Senate companion bill to repeal the under 21 purchase ban. But this bill in particular, Senate Bill 490, which goes up in the fiscal committee today, gives a carve out only to law enforcement to skip the 3-day waiting period. Now, here's the honest thing. Look, we're not against cops carrying. We're not against cops being able to purchase firearms. We're not even against cops skipping the waiting period. But it should be applicable to everyone. Simply because you decided to go into law enforcement as a profession does not grant you special exemptions to laws. We are a nation founded on the principle of equality and egalitarianism. The Second Amendment applies to all. Why is it that a law enforcement officer should be able to skip the waiting period, but a domestic violence victim, for example, has to wait the 3 to 5 days, depending on what county they reside in? Now, and I know the answer is always, well, they could go get a concealed carry permit. Yeah, it still takes 90 days to get a permit. This bill flat out says a cop doesn't even need the permit to skip the waiting period.
Yeah, and again, it's not anti-law enforcement. They carry guns usually, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, whatever, they're on the job. So that's not really an issue. I see what you say. The issue is, well, what about everybody else who could be in harm's way? Could there be attack on to the bill or something and say you are a person that has a protective order sworn out against somebody? So in other words, you've taken it to the point to where you don't want this person around you. A judge agrees. Could then there be a carve-out where they could forego the waiting period and immediately be able to defend themselves with a firearm?
They could have added an amendment to that. They could have done a number of things with this bill. But the way this bill is working is they're basically saying under Chapter 790 that if you're a cop, you are covered under 790 the same way as if you have a concealed carry permit. Well, here's the thing. The law is already written in a manner that says, look, if you want to carry, if you're 21 and older and you want to carry, you're carrying under the provisions of Chapter 790 as if you had a permit. So they could have just written this bill to say, hey, if you're 21 and older and you're a law-abiding citizen and you do your background at the gun shop, you could skip the waiting period. That's what they're basically doing. They're just carving it out specifically to law enforcement instead of everyday Floridians who are law-abiding.
Yeah, I mean,
and
go ahead.
Sorry. Nope, go.
Now, I just say a lot of it changed, like when you say when they passed the whole constitutional carry, then, you know, that right was to carry was already there. Again, it's just the hang-up is if somebody feels like their life is in jeopardy, they can't legally purchase a gun any sooner than the waiting period allows them to.
Correct. And there's been cases across the country, and one of the cases that pops up in my head is You got an incident in New Jersey where a woman who had a restraining order against her ex petitioned the New Jersey state government to get a firearms permit. New Jersey dragged their butt on it, and the end result was she was murdered in her own driveway by her ex. The protection order didn't prevent anything. Law enforcement didn't prevent anything. Waiting periods didn't prevent anything. Gun control didn't prevent anything. She was killed, and she was pleading with the state to say, let me defend myself. And the state said no. So that's the issue we have with this bill. It's not that we're anti-law enforcement, we're anti-cop. Look, I'm a former cop. I fully believe that everyone should be able to defend themselves if they're law-abiding. But it comes down to the principle of we are not a nation of nobility. Simply because you're an agent of the state doesn't make you a knight like in the royal Europe of old.
Yeah, I mean, our rights, most of them are based on, you know, individual rights and freedom. And we believe, you know, those are bestowed on us by God. And that government's job is just to maintain and make sure that those don't get trampled on, not to make all kinds of, you know, caveats in there, right? Well, it's always a pleasure. Louis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, you know, thanks for being so vigilant and helping us protect our Second Amendment here in the Sunshine State. And we have to be very aware of these squishy Republicans that have gotten into Tallahassee. And next go around, we got to do something.
That's the case. It's a hard fight. And our national motto says it best, e pluribus unum, out of many one. Together, we'll make Florida better.
Right on. We hope to talk to you soon. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about, more headlines and information we want to share right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I've got your top stories, top headlines, also inviting you to a top event. 6th annual appreciation dinner for our friends at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, healing the hidden wounds of war. What a great job they do. Love to have you be a part of it. They are going to cut off the ticket sales. Now that I say that, I'm like, yeah, this rings a bell now. Okay, so the bottom line is, April 26th, we're all going to get together at the World Equestrian Center, but it is sold out. Dan extended it for a couple more tables by Monday at 5, but I'm sorry we passed that deadline. However, here's the good news. You can go and visit anytime you would like, as long as you give Dan DeMarco a heads up, and you can volunteer. And you can also give to the organization as a 501c3. They do great work. They keep their overhead very low. So everything goes to really helping healing the hidden wounds of war. For more information, please visit soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. And for those of you who already got tickets and are going and all that, I'll see you there. Looking forward to it. All right. Some of your headlines. Kristi Noem got her purse stolen. Okay, happens to women, unfortunately, and it's never a good thing. You got your ID and all that. Apparently, she had $3,000 in cash, her passport, makeup bag, her access card to get her into the Department of Homeland Security. Also, her apartment key, medications, not good. Was this just a random act? She has Secret Service protection. Were they not on duty? Was there a detail assigned? She was in a public place at a restaurant with her family enjoying Easter. How was somebody able to grab her bag and get out of there? And all we have is a description, and that's based on video, a white man wearing a medical mask. So we'll see. Secret Service is investigating it. And I just wonder if there's a little more going on here than just happenstance, right place at the right time, sees a purse, goes, or was this more of a targeted situation? Okay, and I'm leaning toward targeted, but again, based on a gut thing, nothing more at this point. All right. President Trump has called for the flying of our flag, the United States flag, half mast, and that order is in effect until sunset the day of the Pope's interment. And he had nothing but good things to say about the Pope. Rest in peace, Pope Francis. May God bless him and all who loved him. And they will be in search of a replacement. 15, 20 days, generally the about the time. And when we see the white smoke, we'll know that they have found their replacement and voted on it. It's secret ballot. Delta plane fire, Orlando, tarmac. Flight headed to Atlanta, but before they took off, somebody saw fire, a large ball of orange flames coming out of the right engine. Everybody was able to get off of that that Airbus safely, 200 passengers, and no injuries, so it's all good. Thank goodness, I guess, if you could say it that way, silver lining is, whatever the issue was, it happened while they're on the ground, not flying to Atlanta. So you look for the good. Maine Democrats, they actually want to amend their state constitution so that it would allow, it would be codified in their state constitution that trans athletes could participate in women's sports. Yeah. Again, there's part of me that I kind of want that to happen so that in the future they will become more and more of a laughing stock. They're way behind the times. They're way behind science on this. There is an advantage to being born male when it comes to athletics. Everyone knows that. If they think this is a feel good, it's not. And certainly to not allow trans athletes who are born biological males to compete. The idea behind this is not to punish them. The idea is to protect women. It's the whole idea that they began having separate women's sports. Do people understand that? Oh, why would you have to have separate divisions? Boys and girls can play together. Yeah, maybe till about 6 years old. And I say that's a maybe, depending. But yeah. No, after that, big difference. And so that was the whole reason. To compete with other people without having an advantage. I mean, not a gender advantage anyway. So, yeah, I'm already, and I think many people are already looking at it like, yeah, what were those bozos thinking? The problem is there's still some bozos out there and they're still thinking like this, and it's called the state of Maine. I don't get it. Our position is that Title IX, consistent with the Maine Human Rights Act, so both federal and state law supports that trans girls will be able to participate in high school sports consistent with their gender identity. So my contention is Maine is following Title IX. That's what they're trying to say. Now, this is in violation of Title IX, and the accepted gender is the one that you are born with. Period. Or no period. Whatever the case may be. Chuck Schumer, flashback. Let's go back into Chucky's past. And what do we see here? Oh, he was younger. He seemed a little happier. A little happier. And he liked Donald J. Trump. Wow. Really? He was on the show, The Apprentice. I did not see all the episodes.
I didn't remember that one.
And I didn't, yeah, but I saw some, but I don't recall this. But if you're looking, season 5, episode 8, The Apprentice in 2006, contestants were given a challenge. If they won that challenge, guess what they got? A chance to fly to D.C. and have breakfast with none other than Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York. So, he knew who Schumer was. Schumer knew who he was. In fact, Schumer said very good things about him. Schumer said, hey, yeah, this is a great guy. We all knew he was going places, you know, even as a young person. Look, I was born in Brooklyn, the same place where Donald Trump's family comes from. He says, you know, his father and my grandfather, they were builders together in Brooklyn. You know, made it sound like they're pals.
Oh, they're tight.
And one of the contestants could be here and say, really? Another one said, wow, yeah, Schumer responded. I mean, very much in the affirmative, saying nothing but good things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But then?
Then it all changed. Yeah. Now, as of a month ago, Donald Trump is a lawless, angry man. The fact that the apprentice president, Donald, you're fired, Trump, is refusing to hold people accountable just shows how weak he is.
Wow.
Wow.
Hmm. How things change.
Yeah. Yeah, when all of a sudden you establish a party affiliation that is different from your pal, Chucky.
Uh-huh.
Chucky.
Yeah.
I like the doll better than I like him. And
much nicer. Yeah. Much nicer.
Much saner.
Oh, absolutely.
More reasonable.
Absolutely.
All right, it's 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. That's where you call in with upbeat, positive thoughts. We'll do that in just a little bit on 97.3 The Sky.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's going to be another beauty of a day, my friends. We are blessed to live here in North Central Florida. Thank you for listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. Happy Earth Day, by the way, on this day. It started in 1970, so we become a little bit more aware of, you know, this here planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
It has some fragilities. it's tougher than some think, and it can be more fragile than maybe we thought as well. So anyway, at least we're more aware of it. We've done some great things.
And we have plenty of trees in Florida for not fresh air.
We do.
We got a lot of them.
And that's, I think that's part of the key. Quit destroying rainforest if you really think climate change is real. I mean, of all the things that they want you to do, that's one of the best things you could do. But yet they keep destroying the rainforest.
Yeah.
Pawing them under.
Yep.
Okay, so
stop it.
A little focus on that. Isn't part of it when they actually met about climate change? And so they ran bulldozers through there to tear a swath in there so that they could get the traffic in and out of the climate summit.
Yeah, they got to put a road in, so they were taking the trees out.
You see, you know, you're dealing with complete
utter
lunatics.
Lunatics. That's a good word.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
When you run out of things that you want to bring to the table that are actually going to be helpful to, I don't know, say the American people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you become a Democrat. Here's another example. Did they use real eggs for that Easter egg roll?
Well, it wasn't.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an Easter egg roll. So, yeah. So you'd use
Easter,
you'd use
but
eggs.
It wasn't an Easter egg roll.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It does sound kind of good right now. This is a annual event.
It's kind of a tradition, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
They used 30,000 real eggs, and then they claim they're worth over $15,500. I mean, gosh, I wasn't the best at math, but I had a paper out and a bill I had to pay every month. So, I'm guessing that their estimate is just under $2 per egg.
These weren't gold-covered eggs, people. They were just dyed.
Chocolate-covered eggs. Aren't really eggs, though, are they?
No, but they're yummy.
Do you know what the number one thing was this year? I guess either because of the eggs or just as a separate thing.
What's that?
Those chocolate eggs made by the Reese's.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are yummy.
Oh, I had
The critics couple. Here, they're saying it cost $15,000 for 30,000 eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're idiots.
And it didn't.
No, of course not.
And then they said, meanwhile, Americans had to dye potatoes.
Name one.
Well, first of all, did anybody even try to dye a potato?
That's going
to
be
tough. Do you do it like with the skin on? That doesn't sound like that would work very well. And then are you going to peel it and it's wet and it's fibrous? So
it's going to absorb.
If you tried to
paint,
it's going to absorb. Yeah. I mean, that's without me even trying to do it. I think that doesn't really sound right.
I think they just stole this. There was a headline a few weeks back how Americans are going to be, dying potatoes. Who knows if anybody even tried it? I'm sure this is just like, hey, you know what I saw on the news? You know what I saw in a headline? Let's use that. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything to be critical. Like Donald Trump, personally dyed the eggs or something. So come on.
Hey, here's a... a story about a good Democrat, because he's going to prison.
Ooh.
U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. You know, he was already convicted.
Yeah.
He was convicted a while ago.
Yes.
He doesn't report. This 11-year sentence he was given, he doesn't have to report until June. Yeah. And this has been a while. This has been a couple months.
That'd have carted your butt down the next day or something.
Well, everybody's, they would have.
Yeah.
But he's like, he looks at his watch. He's like, you know what? He goes, how about if I show up? Let's talk about June. And they're like, I'm not doing anything June. Are you doing it? No. Well, let's make it. What a joke. What a farce. What a farce it makes out of it. But anyway, his wife, Nadine, she was convicted Monday of teaming up with her husband, accepting, bribes of cash, gold bars,
Wow.
What would you do for a bar of gold? Right?
Yeah.
What would you do?
You trade Easter eggs for it.
Oh, there's a lot of things people do for a bar of gold. And they also got a luxury car out of the deal and stuff. So, they've been working, DOJ, and they've been working on this case for a long time. There was a raid on 2022 of their Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey home. FBI agents found nearly $150,000 worth of gold bars, $480,000 in cash stuffed in boots, shoeboxes, and jackets. In the garage was a Mercedes-Benz convertible, also part of an alleged bribe. They claimed they were innocent and never took any bribes. Bob Menendez, 71, resigned from the Senate last August following his conviction. Last August, I didn't realize it was that long ago. So he had almost a year of freedom before he had to report to prison. Wow. Anyway, and he was at the time chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. That's a pretty powerful post. Prosecutors accused Nadine Menendez of starting and facilitating bribes to the senator around the time they began dating.
Perfect timing for her, wasn't it?
Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I wanted to call in and talk about Hagseth, but Greg said I could only
But the whole reason for that maybe had to do with timing and the subject we're talking about?
Yeah.
Don't do that. You know better than that. Hey, you're trying to irritate me now.
It's effective.
Yeah. Woo.
Oh, people.
Hey, we've got your Rock the Country tickets, two-day tickets to next month's outdoor festival in Ocala. That's going to be at Florida Horse Park, May 9th and 10th.
Oh, it's going to be big.
Kid Rock. Mm. Hank Williams Jr., all his rowdy friends, Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Jody Messina, and more. Big time show May 9th and 10th, and I've got a chance for you to win your two-day tickets. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive, but here's your word, STAR. Text STAR, S-T-A-R, to 20357, and you will be in the running. And if they give me more tickets to do it again tomorrow, you betcha we'll do it again. Listen for a different code word tomorrow. But for today, it is STAR. Text STAR to 20357. And good luck on that.
Hey, Bob, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
You won't tell anybody?
No.
I did get a note from the boss. We have more tickets tomorrow.
Really?
Don't tell anybody, because then, you know, just if it's
wow.
A secret, just telling you. Just
that's
you know.
Pretty cool.
Oh, I know. I know.
He always comes through, doesn't he?
Oh, he's awesome.
Is he taking that out of his personal stash? Probably.
Probably. He probably has a stack of them there on his coffee table.
He wanted to bring all his rowdy friends.
Yeah, but he's probably got a few.
All right, so there's going to be some candidates that are going to take the place of Pope Francis. And look, instead of getting into it specifically, there's some top candidates, and here's the deal. Some of them seem like they're pretty much in the mold of Francis, and they're kind of follow along those lines. And, you know,
not a fan of them so much.
Climate change and being a fan of, well, dealing with climate change and mass migration and a level of tolerance toward so-called LGBTQ community, all that. Then you're going to get, there are some candidates that are going to be of more conservative nature. You had one that actually spoke out against gay marriage. Having described the passage of a gay marriage law in traditionally Catholic Ireland as a defeat for humanity, that was Cardinal Pietro Parolin, and he's from Italy. And he's one of the, you know, he's at the top of the draft charts right now. If you, not really draft charts, but you know what I mean. I guess it's a big time sport for Democrats to travel to El Salvador. Wonder what's cooking down there. Well, the brains are cooked, clearly, or they wouldn't have went down there. Former Democrat lawmakers traveled to El Salvador to advocate for the return of accused MS-13 gang member and alleged wife beater, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. This is after the senator, Chris Van Hoser, already made the trip.
I love that you call him Van Hoser.
Already broke bread with him. They're sitting there and... And he's got Garcia, this guy, who, look, is he MS-13 gang or not? And here's why I ask. Two judges said he was. And then he went back and he said, okay, yeah, I am MS-13, and I'm afraid the other gang is going to hurt me, so you can't send me back to El Salvador.
Which then means if you're afraid of a rival gang, then you are a gang member.
Yeah.
If they're a rival gang.
So he's a gangster.
Yeah.
His wife filed several complaints against him for abuse and battering, et cetera.
But she, you know, she said she
well,
was
she
just
changed it all
she
since
overreacted,
then.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, and he's changed. He's a good guy now.
Oh, yeah.
They put him in a plaid shirt. I'm like.
And a ball cap.
Nobody's ever hurt another human being while wearing a plaid shirt. I think they did their homework on that. They go, put him in a plaid shirt.
It looks like he's coming from an American barbecue in Maryland.
Nobody gets aggressive wearing a plaid shirt. Everybody looks happy because they are.
You could still see the tattoos on his hands and fingers, though, and do a little interpretating there.
A little ink here and there. But, unfortunately, his does have meanings, and they're not like, you know.
I didn't see like a peace
love
symbol.
Love is good, yeah.
No. Smiley face.
Or some Asian symbol.
That nobody knows what they really mean.
Love me, long time sailor. Or whatever y'all put on your tramp stamps.
They don't even know.
All right.
They don't know.
It is 9:46 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You know what that means, right? It is your time. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us, and I know you can do it. And it's brought to you now by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, it's a precious, awesome day that the good Lord has granted us. Thank you, dear Lord. Now, do you have some precious, great thoughts, an attitude of gratitude you want to share with us? Well, then, by all means, call in for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Larry. What's making you smile?
Another beautiful day here in North Central Florida, and I love the global warming that we have going on. My garden is doing wonderful. Corn's up 2.5 feet tall. Eating stuff out of the garden now for a few weeks. Jeez, can't get any better than this, as far as I'm concerned, for being a farmer.
Now there's awesome. Things that make you smile.
That's a good example.
Way to show the folks how it's done, Larry.
You bet.
Let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's making you smile?
What makes me smile is I was coming through Ocala this morning, and I pulled up to a stoplight next to a car, and a young girl was driving it, and I prompted her to roll down her window, and she did, and I gave her nice compliments and told her to have a good day, and God loves her, and she's saw that she was pregnant, and I wished her a happy life.
Nice.
Wow. That makes me smile. I didn't know. Wasn't sure where I was going there.
Wasn't sure.
But he came through.
Well, I do this on a regular basis, and my wife just kind of chuckles.
Yeah, you can't talk about that on the radio.
Oh, this is something different.
Oh.
This is something different.
Okay, sorry.
Because this is in public. I try on a regular basis when there's an opportunity to try to, and I know this will sound weird, I especially try to do this because of, there's racial tension in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If I can interact with someone different who I normally wouldn't see, or maybe I try to find a funny moment or a comment or a way to compliment something that you're doing. I just think we need more of that. And I'm not patting myself on the back. It's something that I just think we all ought to do more of in general.
Yeah, I mean well, but I usually say something stupid and end up,
Well, yeah. Then the police, security is called.
No, it's never that bad. But yeah, it's like, don't try too hard.
Oh, no.
Because then people are like, what's
this? It's
not legit.
No, it's got to be spur of the moment, and you felt something, and you just want to say something good.
Yes.
We need to look for more of those opportunities.
Or really any opportunity where you see somebody maybe needs to.
Or they need a smile.
Right on.
Give them one.
I like what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tom. What's making you smile?
Man, that Tim Walz cuckold makeover they did on Abrego Garcia, that just
I guess you're not familiar with the concept of the show. It's non-political.
It's a new segment, we realize.
Yeah, 19 years ago maybe. The idea is upbeat positive thoughts. You've had, at least on my show alone, 3 hours and 45 minutes to call in about all the political issues that we're dealing with today and every day. And we take this one little segment out where we go, a little breather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have an attitude of gratitude and be thankful for what we have. And then you call in and somebody says, like Larry, man, my corn is 2.5 feet. I'm already eating vegetables out of my garden. It's, it's wonderful. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Another guy stops a young lady and says, hey, have a wonderful life. You could see she was pregnant. And people don't get it.
You have to say it every time.
Or do they get it and they just
don't care what the rules are?
I guess. Oh. And it's not like, you know, you're entertaining or there's that anything that compelling you were sharing, I don't think, but I don't know. There you go. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, is next. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Maine, the Democrats there, they want to amend the state constitution to permanently allow transgender-identifying males to compete in female sports. I mean, they get cable TV and, like, regular transmissions. They're current and up to date there, I thought. I guess they're not quite understanding of it. And they say, yeah, this totally goes along with Title IX. I'm like, you might want to read that again. And hopefully, before we have a competition and we hear the starter pistol go off, because it's not supposed to be men and women, just women and women's sports. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.